Earplay is produced by National Public Radio and WHA under grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. Earplay presents The Deerslayer by John Game. Game is a young poet and freelance writer who graduated from Valparaiso University in Indiana and went on to study at the Yale School of Drama. His poems and articles of criticism have appeared in a number of magazines around the country. The Deerslayer is his first professional production. The Deerslayer by John Game.
Out there, yeah, because when that starts freezing, it'll be anybody's ball game. No telling when. Oh, where are you heading? North?
Oh, yeah, north. Heading north.
You're from downstate, ain't you? Detroit? Thought so. This weather here isn't typical, you know.
It was raining when I left last night.
It'll clear up. Always has. Now, nothing at all like the big city. Nothing but jack pine and timber wolves. Lived here all my natural life, you know. There's breathing room. Room to think.
About what?
Things. Just things.
Oh.
Where north? If you don't mind my asking.
Ingham. Now, if you would just
Ingham,
tell me...
Ingham, huh? You're heading on up to Ingham, are you? That's not too bad. Too far. Another hour, maybe less. Mind you, though, it's bad enough. Got a cold front coming through is what they're saying there on the radio. What's causing all the weather and such. The rain. That's what they're saying. Of course, that ain't what I hear. I hear it's from... the radiation. Radiation. Fallout. Falling everywhere. Blowing over from the Russians. Testing their A-bombs. Falling everywhere. Well, it's changing all the weather is what it's doing. I can't remember an opening day ever we didn't have at least a foot of snow on the ground. You were hunter? Probably mutate half the deer in Broad County. It's everywhere, I tell you. You ain't safe nowhere no more. I tell you, the Russians...
The United States is testing bombs.
Yeah? Well, the wind's blowing in a whole other direction. Won't come anywhere as close to here.
Listen, I've got to get...
Anyways, they're predicting cold front. Another couple hours or so, all this rain's going to be so much ice. That's what they're predicting. Radio. I'm not looking for trouble. I'm just advising. I'm not driving. Roads up here get tricky. Bad enough dry. And the rain and ice, what's coming?
Look, I don't expect to have an accident.
Who does? Wouldn't be an accident then, would it?
No. No, it wouldn't. Look, just figure out how much I owe.
What's the rush? You'll get there as soon as not.
Where?
Ingham, like you said.
Oh.
Coffee? I got coffee here. Instant. Help keep you awake.
I don't need help to keep awake. I got things to think about.
What kinds of things?
Things you know nothing about.
Everything's a matter of life and death. Well, it ain't the arriving. It's the getting there. You know, I can understand you're not wanting to talk. Don't think I don't understand that. Not all that much to say, is there? 4 a.m., middle of nowhere. Middle of backwards hole in the wall, nowhere. Not all that much to say to a crazy coot pushing 80, is there? That's right. 80. 1976. No A-bombs then. No, sir. You saw the face of the man you killed. You looked each other in the eye. None of this radiation business falling out all over, getting into everywhere. Pushing buttons, bombs, radiation. You ain't safe nowhere no more, hardly. Yeah, there's just not all that much to say, is there, to a crazy coot pushing 80? Well, it has not been for nothing. It's been for something. It's been for something. And don't think I'm lonely, because I'm not. And don't think I'm crazy. I've got financial security. You a crook? Well, even if you are, it don't matter, because it's hid good. It's in a box under the bed in the bomb shelter. Whole thing's buried 6 foot under. The wife and I, we take turns sleeping over it. She's down there right now. During the day, it's under me, and she pumps the gas. That's why I ain't worried. Can cash it in any time. Whenever we want, we can cash it in. Don't you want to know? What? Huh? Well, I'll tell you what. Dimes. That's right, dimes. I got a box full of dimes. More dimes than you could... Oh, no. Not just dimes. Mercury dimes. Liberty dimes. I got dimes from all the years. Every year since I was born. I got a dime from 29. 1829. I got dimes from when there was only horses on this road. And Indians on the horses. Dimes got silver. Because no matter what happens, and my daddy told me this, just like his daddy told him, you got to have security. And I got it. I got it. Silver appreciates. Silver lasts. And dimes got silver. And I got dimes. What's valuable is what nobody else has got. Well, now you know. I checked your oil. You were down a quart.
That wasn't necessary. I'm only going to Ingham.
Oh, yeah. Help yourself to the coffee there. You got an hour to Ingham. But this time, you start feeling a little tired. You want to stay sharp.
I don't expect to fall asleep. I don't expect to have an accident.
Hour, maybe more. Maybe a lot more with this ice on the way.
I've always been lucky.
Well, that's what I used to say.
I've never had an accident, not a dent, not a scratch, not even a moderately close call. Well, you read about them, accidents, fatal ones all the time, don't you? But it always seems to happen to the other guy. Well, for you to be reading about it, it would have to have been the other guy.
These the kinds of things you think about?
No. Yes, in a way. It's quite a common way to go. But nothing even close to that. Do I look lucky to you?
I bet you're a hunter. Talk like one. You're up here for the hunt. Huh. Gonna do a little shooting.
Me? Why? Do I look the type?
I don't know.
Where are all the hunters anyway? I thought this road would be practically choked by now.
You've been up here before?
Oh, no, long time ago. So where are they?
Yeah. Especially opening day and all.
When's sunup? 5?
5 or so.
So where are they all?
Who?
All the hunters. This is supposed to be whitetail country. Ingham, Kalkaska.
Oh, north.
Ingham?
Oh, way past Ingham. Way north of there. Of course, there are probably some still around there. If you know where to look. You know where to look?
I don't.
It's the interstate. Quicker. And you can get further north. Most of the whitetails, you see, just keep moving north. Just out in front of the interstate.
What's wrong with Ingham?
Nothing. It's just not north anymore.
I'm only going as far as Ingham.
Well, like I said, You just got to know where to look. You got a hunting lodge?
No, I'm no hunter. It's a cruel sport.
Just asking.
And I'm just telling.
Hey, wait. Hey, are you
fine. I'm fine.
Right?
Just get away. I'm all right. I don't need any help.
I just want to help you, sir.
Look, I'm sorry about
that. Oh, hell, it's not the coffee cup.
I'm okay, really.
Well, I'll get that later. You sure you're okay? You're acting kind of peculiar. A man says he's just fine.
Look, I told you, I'm fine. Now, if I can just pay the money...
Because you look like a ghost.
I can handle all this by myself.
Well, little this couldn't hurt now.
What is it, brandy?
Brandy, no. My own blend. Absolutely guaranteed to cure whatever ails you.
Oh. Thanks.
You get these spells?
Oh, they're not spells. Listen, I've got to get going here. Now, what do I owe you for the gas and oil and the whiskey?
Well, let me see here. Gasoline, quarter oil.
Uh-huh.
Come to $3.11. Exact. Whiskey's on the house.
Oh, you don't have to do that. I'm willing to pay.
Oh, I want to. It's on the house. It reminds me of my son.
You have a son?
No. No, I don't. Not no more.
Well, here, this should cover it.
Okay. Just let me go ring this up. It'll be back.
No, you keep it. Just keep the whole thing.
Yeah. This is a 20.
I can see. I said keep it.
Look, I don't want any trouble.
I can afford it.
Well, you sure can't afford to do it very often. You got no values. The whole pack, are you young? I was alive in 29. Lived through 3 depressions. Floods. Blizzards. Drought. You'll be sure and drive real careful. You don't be wanting no accidents.
There isn't going to be any accident. I told you before, I'm luckier than that. 1 in 10 million.
No need to be pushing it now, is
there? Look, thanks for the whiskey.
Hell, you paid for a case of it.
Hey, tell me, just out of curiosity, this cold front coming through, it's going to be any good for the hunt?
Not for the deer.
Uh-huh.
No, sir, not for the deer. Hey, don't forget to stop by here on your way back.
I'm not coming back.
Because I'd like to take a look at that buck you bring down. 8 10-pointer for sure. I'd like to see it. Because you look lucky. Not for the deer. No, sir. Not for the deer.
Singing or what? No, now be honest. Hey, eyes front. You driving. Feel free to be honest with me. Keep driving. Constructive criticism I can take, as long as it's honest. Not enough honesty in people these days. Keep driving. Steady pace. No police. People honest with themselves, with each other. You agree? Or don't you agree? Or don't you care? Thanks. This must be the old version. Over you. The thorn you make it wear. feel like crying over you. I like the new version better, I think, don't you? You like the new version or the old version?
The new.
I like the old. Keep driving. Yeah. Nice.
But, what do you want?
We're going for a drive. Just the two of us. How about that?
Where?
North. Let's just say north for now.
How far?
How far what?
How far am I supposed to drive?
Until I tell you to quit. When I decide, you'll be the first to know. Got it? Okay? Say okay so I know you know. Oh. No, there's zero leg room in the back there. Nice car like this, I'm surprised. How much you pay for this?
I don't... I don't know, I don't remember.
Couple thou. 2-3 grand at least. And you got no leg room. You got a bad deal. I had to stay all hunched up.
Your hands. There's blood on your hands.
Hey... I was saying I had to stay all hunched up in back there, in the cold, wet, waiting for you. I swear you got no consideration. What the hell are you and the old man talking about in there for so long anyway? You get gas, you run in, run out.
Your hands are bloody.
True. That's true. But just a little. Listen, I'll be sure and watch the upholstery. I know how important these things are to a man like you. Here, give me a handkerchief there. There. There, they're all gone. Clean as a hound's tooth. Satisfied? Yeah, anyways, like I was saying before, I had a crush like that for a long time. Give me rheumatism.
How old are you?
28. Why?
I'm 28.
Small world. Well, I bet that's the only thing we got in common. You look like a shoe salesman. You sell shoes. And on a Sunday, you teach Sunday school.
28.
I feel like crying. Oh. So, what took you so long in there, huh? Don't you gotta be someplace or something? Somewhere someone might miss
no.
you? No place at all. What about Sunday
Nowhere.
School? Well, you're going somewhere now. Just keep driving. Just keep a steady pace.
Where?
Somewhere. North.
You're going to kill me, too?
That depends.
On what?
How well do you remember a face?
Like a photograph.
Well, now, I am very sorry to hear that.
I've always been lucky.
I guess the string's got to play out sometime. Just keep driving for now like you've been doing. Don't want any attention.
How far is it you have to run?
As far as I have to. I'll know it when I see it.
When's that going to be?
When I decide.
The reason I ask is I'm just going as far as I am.
Oh, really? Is that as far as you're going? Think you're going to make it that far? What's an Ingham?
Nothing. White tail? Maybe.
You a hunter? Is that where you're going? Gonna join some buddies waiting for you? Do some shooting?
No. Do I look like one? Now, remember, I just work in a shoe store. Are you?
What's so funny?
Are you?
Depends. Hunting's a cruel sport. Me, I like to move around a lot. I'm in fine collectibles. I collect things that make it worth my while to collect, things like that.
Sounds like a cruel line of work.
Depends.
What's it like? What is it? Is it like switching off a light, or... Let me just ask you right out. How hard is it to kill someone? To actually...
Your head.
Is it something you have to think a lot?
Your head.
You keep score? Do you look them in the eye?
Your head. Come on, your head. Hold out your head. Hold it out. Keep it out. How hard? Not hard at all. Watch the road. Do you feel this?
Oh.
How hard does this hurt? Huh? Oh, it's sharp. Cuts very easily. But then, so do you. That makes me in charge here, not you. I ask the questions. I make the plans. For now, I decided to let you keep driving. Here. Take this handkerchief. I don't want any blood stains on the upholstery. Hey. Hey, are we talking the same language here or what? This is a knife I'm holding here. There's 6 ways to use it. None good. I know 5.
Hey, listen. I've got a full tank of gas. We could go north, all the way into Canada. Or we could go west to Montana.
What?
We could make it to Montana border in 2 days.
What the hell are you talking
north
about?
North Dakota, the Badlands.
Just keep the car pointing straight ahead and you'll be just fine.
You're running.
So?
You can't run forever.
You asking me or telling me?
No, you can't run forever.
Hey, I got all the time in the world.
Yeah, it's a small world, isn't it? Listen, we could start a gang.
What do you mean we could start a gang?
Hole up somewhere, say in the Black Hills or wherever, and start a gang.
Just like that?
Sure. Learn to rob the trains again.
Trains?
Sure, there's still trains out west.
Just like it was in the good old days.
Yeah.
We could wear black hats, real desperados. Get a hold of some palominos somewhere.
We can make the Dakotas by tonight.
Find a hideout, get organized.
That's the plan.
And then swoop down out of the hills, 6 guns blazing.
Yeah.
Oh. No. That ain't the plans. You forget quick. I got the knife. I make the plans. Besides, I always work alone. I don't need you or anybody else. What are you stopping in the middle of... What are you trying to pull here anyway, huh? Huh, you crazy or what? I'm gonna cut you 12 ways. Now move it! I can lay you wide open, man. Huh? Ear to ear, baby, just like that. And I don't even know you.
Roth, David
Roth. I don't want to know you, because you're nobody to me, man. Nothing. Listen, I don't think you're understanding too good. Get this car out of the road. Let's get going. You got a lot of miles before you're through. You want to die right here? Huh? Now move it before I
stick. Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead, do it.
What are you talking about? What do you mean, go ahead?
Do it now. You're going to anyway. I'd rather not have to wait around. Do it, quick. There isn't that much time.
Hey, somebody... that ain't the plan, man.
Do it! Take the car. Keep running. Do it.
Hey, you're a lunatic, all right? I picked a crazy man's car. You're crazy.
No.
So why don't you shut it? Just shut it! I decide when and where and how. Oh. This ain't the plan.
I've been in this business long. You know, we look pretty conspicuous sitting here, parked. How long have you been in this business? Everybody and his grandmother's going to be out looking for you.
Okay, you're brave. You proved you're a hero, all right? Now let's move it. Come on. Start it up. I decided to let you keep driving. Now let's get out of here. You deaf or what? Move it!
Wait a minute now. Some car's going to pass by here. Not everyone's on the interstate. It's going to look mighty suspicious.
Hey, I don't care if a whole busload of nuns rolls by. I call the shots here. Not you, me. I got my own plans, and I tell you what's coming down. I told you when we started, just keep driving, so drive. I'll tell you when to quit.
What do you need me for?
Nothing. Nothing. I need a driver. Now, let's go.
Oh. What, you don't know how to drive? How long you been in the business?
Hey, did I say that? Huh? No, I did not. I said I need a driver.
Then why don't you just take the car? Is this your first day on the job or something?
You know,
you're real wet.
You know, when I decide, you're a dead man. Dead. Uh-huh. As in cruel. In fact, you can start counting them down right now, Mr. Hero, because when we get
police
to
the... behind.
What?
Turn around.
What?
You're going to look a little suspicious with that knife against my throat.
Come on, move it. I told you, move this car. Go.
No time, there's no time. Anyway, if you were them, wouldn't you be wondering just a little bit what this car is doing parked in the middle of the highway, 4 o'clock in the morning? I wouldn't leave if I were you. Hey, could look suspicious. Besides, where would you run to? There's nothing out there. Jack Pine, Timberwolves. All the deer have moved
Listen,
north.
I can still take you with.
I doubt it.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hello, officer.
Your license and registration, please.
Yeah, Bill, you want to grab the registration out of the glove box? Eh? Thanks. Here you are, officer.
What's the problem, Mr. Roth?
Engine trouble. I guess we threw some water up onto the engine, just letting things dry out. It should probably dry by now.
Well, why don't you try it? It's hard to see. Easy to get hit from behind, especially sitting in the middle of the road.
I'm just stalled out so quick.
Most accidents occur at dawn. Keep that in mind.
Well, let's see how she... Hey, there we go. I guess we let it sit long enough.
You guys going to do some hunting?
Oh, yes. Honey, we decided to come on up, give it a try, get some honey.
Best whitetail countries north of here now, the interstate.
Well, Bill and I are just going to Ingham.
Just about there. Well, who knows, huh? You may get lucky.
Who knows?
Well, listen, you best get going. The roads are starting to get a little slick.
Yeah, I've always been lucky.
Well, drive careful. No need to push it. Good luck.
Not Bill. Finn.
Pleased to meet you. You know, if you're serious about this line of work, these are just the kinds of situations I think you'd try and avoid.
Who are you?
Did you hear him? That cold front's coming through. Probably going to be some accidents. But I wouldn't worry.
Hey, I didn't ask for a weather report. Who are you?
I hit a patch of ice. Actually, it could be anything, couldn't it? Blowout, maybe? A sudden spin?
Listen!
No, you listen. It might be anything. Might be, but it won't. Every 28 minutes, there's a highway fatality somewhere. Someone dies, just like that. Now, it's been well over 28 minutes. No accidents. I've never even come close to one. Something as common as that. Well, you can't understand why I thought I might actually be lucky.
Hey, I don't care.
It really is like a simple game of cards when you stop to think about it. And I've done a lot of thinking. Collision, 100 to 1. A missed step on the basement stairs, jacks over 10, say 200 to 1. Heart attack, 50 to 1, aces and trays. It is like poker. Well, you can see why I always thought I was lucky. 1,000,000 to 1. Long shot.
You're crazy.
I'm not, actually. Not lucky at all.
Give me your wallet.
But there's other, more interesting things we could discuss, like the rifle in the back seat, for instance.
The wallet!
It's a Winchester 30-30 carbine.
Huh. Who's this? Is your wife?
Pat.
Just Pat? Or is that short for something else?
Patricia. It's just a snapshot. It's not a good picture. This rifle, it's a glass bedded all the way down. Hand-figured walnut stock.
Patricia, good-looking woman. Is she your age or younger?
She's 28. Look, if you...
Looks younger. Who's this?
That's Mark. The son.
Your son?
Yes. My son.
Favors his mother. Now, I don't remember mine. Not that I'd want to. Never was big on family. You a family man? Go on picnics, circus, things like that?
Like that, yes. The rifle is just...
Hey, who's this old guy here with him?
Me. It's got a Weaver scope, Redfield mounts, adjustable trigger, ammo. You know, there is a rifle back there under the blanket. I'm surprised you didn't find it. You had to be practically kneeling on top of it.
What? Hey. You a hunter or what? What's the story here? Hey, I'm talking here. Hasn't been fired. Factory clean. You have to whitetail. Knock a good-sized buck out flat, no problem. 8-10-pointer. Boom! No problem. I'm asking you again, are you a hunter? You see, the reason I ask this is there's a cartridge in the chamber here already. See here? There's a round in place, ready to go. You hunt much? And there. There's a safety there. See this? This is a safety. You keep it on and you're safe. This was off. This wasn't safe. You after whitetail? You a hunter?
Hey! A hunter doesn't leave notes for his family to find, does he, for Christ's sake?
Never was big on family.
It was weird when Mark was born. I'm there and the nurse... She hands his baby to me. It's my son. I'm the father. This is my son. And you know, it was hard to love him right away. I knew I was supposed to love him, but it was hard. Standing there, you've got this brand new life in your arms, and suddenly you realize that he's going to outlive you. Dumb as that. Outlive you by a long shot. And that your own father held you just about the same way. That was the first time I thought about death. I mean, really thought about dying. I am, you know. Dying. And what's even funnier, I tried to kill myself tonight with that gun. I tried so hard. But I couldn't. I failed, as you can see.
Dying. You're not dying.
That's not part of the plans either, is it, huh? It wasn't part of mine.
Dying? What do you mean? Of what?
What does it matter? I am.
Your family know.
What does it matter? I'm dying.
And I'm supposed to pity you, huh? I don't believe you. There's a deer rifle. This rifle's for deer.
Among others. You want details? Not that many. It's a disease. You die in the end. It could take its time or not. It's not much they know about it. It's rare. 1,000,000 to 1, odds like that. I draw aces and kings. 1 in 1,000,000. 6 months, a year. Depends on how my luck runs.
What?
It's called leukemia. I don't know. I'm lucky.
I never heard of it.
No, neither did I. Neither have half the doctors.
How did you get it?
They don't know. That's just it. There's no pattern. It's random. It's completely random.
Wow. What's it like?
It's fatal, is what it's like. You die from the inside out. Toward the end, you get morphine, if you last that long. There's only one thing for sure. You die. The specifics vary. 2, 3, 6 months. Makes it interesting. Suspense. But the secret cure isn't discovered in the nick of time. There's no pardon last minute from the governor. The seas don't divide. Earth doesn't stop spinning. You just
die. That's all. You just die.
Now, what am I supposed to say? It happens. Rules of the game, you know?
No. No rules. I'm dying. I'm 28 years old and I'm dying. There's no rules.
Boy, that life fascinates me.
I've seen better. I've used better.
It's only going to use it once. You a hunter?
I don't know. Hunting's cruel. Unless you're good. Do I look like a...
Hey! Hey, where are you going? Huh? Get back on the highway. Hey, I didn't tell you to...
You're almost there.
Where?
Turn off.
Hey, you're forgetting something here. I'm telling you. I'm the one with the knife. Now turn this car around. This isn't the plan, man.
We're here.
Hey, I got a knife.
You have a deer rifle now, too. 30-30 carbine. Bench scoped. Tested. Ammo.
Turn the car around.
But we're here.
Where?
Here. Ingham.
I didn't say for you to come here, did I? What do you mean? I don't see nothing.
Nothing to see here. Just jack pine, birch trees. Down that road, pretty soon you'll come to some houses, I think. Grocery store, gas station. Really not all that much town to it. At least as I remember it. Of course, right here, we're secluded. You ready?
For what?
You're going to kill me. All this land you see, it's mine. It used to belong to my father, his father before him. Oh, it used to be prime whitetail country. We all used to come up here to go deer hunting every fall, far back as I can remember. Of course, I shot the myth. It never did appeal to me like it did to them. It seemed cruel. I think I was afraid I'd hit it.
You just have to know where. One shot. The brain.
You know, when I found out that I was dying, it didn't all flash in front of my eyes on a giant screen. Instead of seeing all the things I've ever done, the things I wanted to see, the things I've accomplished, I could only think about all the things I've never done. That's all I could think about. Stupid things like shooting deer. Mounting them over the fireplace. You know what I have over my fireplace? An anchor. I could never kill a deer. You probably could, though. You're a good shot, aren't you?
I hit what I'm aiming for, if that's what you mean.
So I told Pat I was going after Whitetail. I don't know if she believed me, though. I've discovered I admired them.
Who?
The hunters. Weak have always admired the strong. The hunter is the hunted. I came up here to cheat the one that's after me. But I couldn't. Of course I couldn't. You can't cheat him yourself. You can't lose him. You can't avoid him. You can't outrun him. Only you can't see him to explain to him that there's been some mistake.
What are you telling this to me for?
Because you can cheat him for me. Because you're a good shot. I'm asking you to kill me.
Asking.
Begging.
To murder you. Like a favor.
An accident. An accidental death. As if it were a stray bullet. Do it.
Hey, I decide.
I'm dying anyway. Don't you understand that? I'm dying anyway. Waiting to die. Praying. Oh, praying. Mr. Roth, there's always a miracle. God works in mysterious ways, Mr. Roth. God helps them who help themselves. Help me. Help me.
I remember my first hunt. November. I can't remember if it was opening day or not. It might have been. Anyway, I remember it was important because it's my first. Listen, I'm remembering this just now. I'm having a flashback. Pressure's on, you know. My father, he says he's going to kill me. I don't produce. Fathers are like that. What's a 12-year-old kid know? I believed him. Hell, he killed my brother, didn't he? What am I supposed to think? Anyways, we're all of us on this drive. I'm walking quiet. All by myself. Got a brand new Ithaca 37 Deerslayer from Santa. Nice shotgun. I'm walking on ahead like that for about an hour or so, and all of a sudden, bingo, boom! Move that stock arm up to my little boy's shoulder and let her rip. Line her up, lead a little bit, and squeeze. Squeeze. Never pull the trigger, squeeze it, or you'll gut him. Has to be one shot, otherwise it's cruel. I only needed one shot. Anyway, all this is going through my little boy brain faster and faster. And I'm sure I see something now. I'm moving closer and closer. I'm really close now. Keep moving in, closer and closer until I'm right on top of the thing. It's a deer. White tail. At least a 5-year-old. Beautiful rack. Good size. Only he's not moving. This deer is not moving. He's just sitting there by this log. He's alive and all. He's looking right at me, but he's just sitting there. He is not moving. I yelled at this stupid deer. I scream at this retarded animal. Nothing. He's not moving. I threw pine cones. I tried to get it to eat. I took a stick to it. I finally just had to count to 10. It was his own fault.
Help me, Finn. Finn?
In order to kill someone, you have to convince yourself that he's the enemy. You are not the enemy.
But I am. That's exactly what I am. I'm 28 and I'm dying. If that doesn't make me the enemy...
You're a coward.
For running?
Your son!
To scar with the memory of that man's death. The rotting away, piecemeal to nothing. That would be cruel.
Oh, he probably won't even remember.
He's lucky. It'll be to him as if that man, that boy's father, never lived at all. No stupid reminders mounted over the mantelpiece. No memories, nothing. He would be lucky. And I'd be gone. Make me lucky.
You
can do it. One shot.
That's the rules.
No rules. Do it.
I decide.
I don't think you do. Really. It's just that I'm so good with faces. Like a photograph. How long have you been in this business? You'll have to anyway. You see, I just wouldn't feel right knowing a dangerous man like you was loose. Wouldn't be safe. Or fair. I'd have to make sure you were hunted down, too. Hunted down. Taken out and shot.
So, what am I supposed to do? After?
You keep running, of course. Run just as far and as fast and as hard as you can. Just as long as you possibly can. Only don't look back. Run.
No! You run. Now. Out. Out! Get out!
I'll be walking away from you toward the birch trees over there. The shot won't be noticed, not today. Sun's up, so it's legal. Oh, yeah, here, take this.
What's this?
A suicide note. A hunter doesn't leave notes for his family to find, does he? For both our sakes, I think we should make it look as much like an accident as possible. There's already a cartridge.
You like to be sure?
Well, I'll be walking away from you. I said I'll be walking...
I heard you. I really did count to 10. I counted by ones. It was his own fault.
All right, I'll start walking now.
Mr. Roth, wait. Hold out your hands. I want you to have something.
What?
Dimes.
Dimes?
Just a few. Take them. All of them.
What for?
Because I don't want them. None of them. Take them like a favor, so I'll owe you.
No. We're even.
Now move. Go on. Run. I'm counting
to
10.
You know, I never picked up hitchhikers before because I thought it might be a little dangerous.
One.
Towards the trees.
Hey! Hey, listen! You didn't choose me. I chose you. I chose you. Two. Four. Five. Six.
In pain, Finn. What should I... What am I supposed... It's the stomach. Finn! He's bleeding here. My God, this thing's dying here. Bleeding. What am I... Find a stick. Have to kill it. Can't let it suffer. Put it out of its pain. Can't let it suffer like... pain. Finn. Find a stick.
Club.
Find a branch. A club. Find a club. Ben!
Deerslayer by John Game. Jeffrey DeMunn played Roth, and Jack Guilford was the man. Alan Rosenberg was heard as Finn, and Stephen Lang played the policeman. The play was directed by John Madden and engineered by David McAllister and Tom Vagley. The Deerslayer was recorded in New York by Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting. Earplay is produced at WHA for National Public Radio under grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.